What up, XCFL? Welcome back to the Jay Brony Show. We got it. Our good friends, Smooth Grizzly.
Yo.
J-Mo, who's eating chips. And our new candidate, Revival.
What's going on?
All right, today we're going to be talking about who we would take in the Madden 24 with the current XCFL rosters we have right now. We're going to start with the top five that we would avoid, and we'll go ahead and start it off with Grizz.
All right, so you guys know me personally, it's for me, I'm like, I was just kind of looking at corners, was kind of looking at safeties, speed and youth, and a lot of these guys were kind of dealt these rosters anyway, so it's not really a shot to them. But first on my list, and I didn't really rank the top five who I would avoid. I would avoid all five of them anyways, and I got the Giants. So, you know, their best two corners are 31 and 32. After that, their fastest corner is 92 speed with no coverage. Mika Fitzpatrick is 31. Xavier McKinney is 86 speed, and he's 30. And then at the strong safety side, you have a guy who's kind of decent athletically, still no coverages, 29 and 28 years old. Easy pick for me here. I'm not even looking at offense. This is someone who's used real players the whole cycle, and I'm still not even looking at offense. For me, it's DBs. I think it's the hardest to draft speed at the DB position in the XCFL drafts. So, yeah, no shot I would touch this Giants roster for a whole cycle. Because the premise is you're taking this team to start the Madden 24 cycle. Plus, I hate the Giants. I hate J-Mo. Easy choice.
Yeah, the speed going at DBs is always first to come off the board, or at least usually is. J-Mo, who you got?
First of all, that was so messed up, man.
I'm just kidding. I thought you were clapping.
Completely unnecessary.
Uniforms suck, dude.
I love J-Mo. Everyone knows.
Yo, well, I'm gonna say in the NFC East, I also have the Giants on there, but an easy one, and this person had the roster the whole cycle, is the Cowboys. They're pretty bad. Their quarterback is my castaway, Deshaun Watson. Everyone on this team is old. There's no fast receivers. The tight end, starting tight end, is 79 speed. Like, I don't know what you're even gonna do with that. The whole D line is over 30 and under 80 overall. I don't know what that's about. Linebackers have some speed. Micah Parsons is still dope, but he's 29, so he's going to be starting to hit regression. There's only four cornerbacks on the roster, which is a pretty important position. Two of them are about to start regressing, and the other two, mediocre at best. I saw Elio talking in chat. This guy really does have an 84 speed free safety. And in Streak Madden, if we assume that it's going to carry over, that guy's just going to be toast. I would love to play against the Cowboys with this if this was the roster. There's a lot of old players. So regression would hit really hard. Not much building pieces as far as young guys going forward. And it's the Cowboys, they're god awful. So they would definitely need some EA love for me to even consider taking them. So Cowboys, easy choice.
Boom, Revival, you're up.
I haven't really had a really big chance to actually look at the rosters. However, I have to say this Saints team I would avoid. They're just bad all the way around. There's only like a couple good pieces on the team that I would consider taking over. But this whole team needs like a whole rework, you know, going from quarterback all the way down. So I would avoid this team. And plus they got no first round or second round for the draft coming up. So I would definitely avoid this team.
That's a good look too, researching the picks. But yeah, that's a good choice. The Saints are so interesting because you look at a guy like Christopher Black. That's like, you know, the real life equivalent would be like Sauce Gardner. Like, I maybe would consider a team just for a guy like that, you know what I'm saying? Because they're going to be so valuable. But then, like Revival said, the rest of the roster is just, it's just a real wonder because they had to have their hands on so many top picks. And it's like, where are they on the roster?
Yeah, top fives. You got to get top five picks to get like the athletic hype freaks, which when in real, the NFL draft, like those guys could end up getting picked up in like the sixth round. But for us, like the Christopher Black guy, like you need a top five pick. There's no way that somebody like that is coming to your roster otherwise. So, but yeah, that is the only redeeming thing on that squad is that guy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Christopher Black, I mean, I have him on kickoff return. I think he returned two kickoff returns for me this
You are the Saints too. That's I didn't even think about that.
Wow, you just put it together. It's not like before you took over, man, that dude was picking in the top five like every single draft. And it really does make you wonder, except for Baxter. Is that the JD Baxter or whatever? He had that one really good season his rookie year, and I haven't heard anything from him since.
But that was just like force feeding a rookie, standard stuff that we all take part of sometimes. So it's like not like he's that amazing of a player.
Not me. I don't force feed.
I did to give my guy my wide receiver dev. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm actually force feeding chips myself right now.
I actually like that receiver Neighbors on my team. He's pretty decent.
I would have to go back and look at him.
Jared.
My number five is the Steelers. I went through and I was kind of looking. And I was like, yeah, man, that DT's sick. And then I looked at the rest of it and I was like, the rest of this roster blows. He just has that 97 speed Calvin Austin that he throws streaks to. And then the rest of it, I'm like, oof. I would stay away from the Steelers. There's nothing about that roster except for the DT that I really liked.
Yeah, I'll piggyback just to get another one of mine off the board. It was the Steelers, too. The corners are pretty old. You have, like, one, pretty solid corner. Not amazing in Armour Davis. The safety's pretty nice there with Jason Shields, but nothing to be like, I'm going to take this team for the whole cycle for. And the other safeties are old. That's basically all I look at. And, like, to me, if you want an Earl Ward, you just draft a dude in the first or second and use him for a season or two, and you got yourself an Earl Ward. In my opinion, that's how it would go. So I want to take a team for a DT.
J-Mo, you're up.
All right, well, I'm just going to piggyback off my other option, which was the Giants, my own team. I would never take a team that one of the Smith brothers had. I know he just got this team, but this is actually better than what it's going to be in 2 years anyway. But the team is pretty old. Again, age is an interesting thing because we don't build like our rosters for 5 years down the road. We build it for like, you know, eight seasons. So a lot of the guys that are starters are, you know, are 26, 27. Or if they're real players, you know, they are over 30. But yeah, the Giants, all the D-backs are over the age of 30, which isn't a good start. Linebackers aren't quick. D-tackles are slow. Thibodeau and Azeez Ojulari are pretty decent. I mean, they're 20-29, and that's probably the only thing on this team outside of that 99 speed wide receiver.
Dude, I played the Giants and I did not realize that dude was 99 speed until this very moment. And
I saw him tweet and he said he didn't know the guy was even good. And he just started using him like last game or something.
Yeah, it took him a minute.
I wouldn't say that because I'm pretty sure he cooked me up a little bit between. Okay. He tried to go to Brown, but I think Harris, not like egregious, like overuse or anything, but I think he had some big plays.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't played him with this squad, so I don't know much about what he's doing over there.
His quarterback's nice though, right? He has the release.
He's got that Brad Fowler guy with a good release. He's only 25, so You could probably use him for the cycle, but he's not fast. He's only 79 speed. So I wouldn't really go out of my way to get a guy like that.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
And his deep accuracy is 82. And if I'm only throwing streaks, like, I don't want that. So Giants my.
I think you said your backup revival. It was kind of lost in
the I didn't hear.
My bad.
The team I would avoid, my next team would be the Rams. They got a bunch of old pieces. Their quarterback, I think, has got like a noodle arm. And just looking at their team, they're just they wouldn't be a team I would want to pick because they have no trade equity to, like, you know what I mean, to make moves and be like, all right, I'm going to move this person to get a couple pieces or get, you know, there's nobody on that team that I could see worthy to be like, all right, yeah, I can trade him and get something out of it. Unless, of course, you meet someone that is relatively new and doesn't really know how to trade or doesn't know how to value certain players. Unless you run into one of those users, you're pretty much stuck with a aging roster.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you on that one. It's funny because it's just kind of like your roster. The one saving grace is a really good, really tall, really fast corner. But outside of that, there's literally nothing else really that you're looking forward to for a cycle.
True.
Has that team had the same owner for the entire cycle?
No. It's definitely passed around. I think this dude's been here for
at least a few seasons now. Like
he's been around for like two or three. This roster is not on him though.
Okay.
Yeah, he was put in a bad spot with it. Cap hell. They made trades that put him in more cap hell. It was not a good spot.
Plus the Rams, you had to get out in front of it right off the rip. You had to like trade your best pieces, start bringing in assets, like picks, draft capital. And I don't think the original user did that. So then after that, it's, you don't really have a whole lot to mess with.
Gotcha.
Sure. And then for my four, I put down the Titans. If any other user other than Tosh was using that team, they would be a 3-win team every season. Other than his corner, he's got one 95 speed corner, I think is what it is. Other than that, there's not a lot to like about the roster in general. There's no pieces that like you're looking at like, oh, I could trade these for something. There's not a lot of people giving up a lot of stuff for things on that roster. And it's aging.
Even the one corner is 5'11", too. So, like, as far as – I mean, in-game, there's probably no difference. But as far as, like, picking a team, you're not going to be like, oh, I want that 5'11 fast corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's – other. If Tosh wasn't – if it was anybody other than Tosh, it's a 3-win team. Easy.
Yeah, that's basically, like, Brapp's roster. Like, I don't know how he's getting that production from that roster.
All right, back to you.
Did I say the Bucks yet?
No.
All right, so yeah, I had the Bucks on here. The corners, they're looking pretty rough. Again, like the top two or three are set to like start seeing regression already, which is fine for our cycle, but going forward, you know, Antoine Winfield's his best free safety and he's 30. The strong safety is pretty decent athletically, but he only has 81 zone and he's done developing. And then as far as anything else, I didn't see flipping through the roster. I didn't really see anything that jumps out to me. So between the DBs and the lack of anything super exciting, I definitely have the Bucks on this list.
Nice. J-Mo, put down the chips.
I'm working on it, bro. I'm hungry over here, man. I had a late night last night, so you know how that is the next day. So we do have some duplicates. My next one that I would avoid would be the Saints. It's sort of funny. I know we touched on this, but there really isn't anything on this squad that I'd be like, oh, man, that would be fun. I pulled up J.D. Baxter, who we had talked about, because he was the guy that got force-fed, and he's 6'3". So it's like, oh, maybe he'd be interesting. But he's already fully developed, we'll say.
Christopher Black.
He's matured. Oh no, I'll get to him in a second.
Oh, sorry.
But J.D. Baxter only has an 83 spectacular catch, an 81 release, and an 82 jumping as a big receiver. It's like, that sucks. Like, that doesn't even sound fun. And he's already 25, so that's a wrap for his development. Besides that, the rest of the team is sort of old. The only guy on this squad is the Christopher Black guy. That's an awesome piece to work with. I would just use him and give up a ton of passing yards constantly on that side of the field. I have fun doing it though. There's a safety, Isaiah Curtis. He's only got 87 speed, but he's 211 pounds. So hey, he would be a good, at least sub linebacker, I guess. I don't know, 6'3". So it's like a poor man's version of Hamilton over at Baltimore. And that's it. Everything else is falling apart. So tough scene.
And right, revival.
I apologize. I was looking at rosters.
You're good.
I don't know. I was looking at the Giants team too. And they seem like they're up there in age too. But then I was also looking at the Patriots, and the Patriots have a lot of aging players and not even good players either. So I don't know. I'll go with the Giants. I feel like they need a little bit of work. They do have some, trade equity, but for an entire cycle, I just think it would just be difficult because you're almost like sort of playing catch up. And by the time you get to year three and year four, guys already got their receivers and corners, like, 98, 99 speed. And it's almost like you're behind the game. So this would be a team I would avoid.
Okay. And I'm going to avoid the Bears. There's just Justin Fields is still a 75 overall. There's no redeeming qualities to this roster for me, in my personal opinion. It's like trading is not even an issue or an option for a lot of these players. Nobody's going to want them unless you're giving them up for like a fourth to clear some cap space. It's just an old, not great roster. And then we're going to shoot it back to Grizz.
Yeah, they're on my list too. So I'll just, jump in with
piggyback
you.
On that.
We'll beat up the Bears together. So I'm not feeling... Not really feeling their secondary. They do have Brian Burns, but it's weird to think, but like picking a roster and he's 30, so he's not a piece you would take. Pat Robinson, he's nasty, no doubt, but to me it's like you can create that guy. You can't create a 97 speed corner or anything like that, but you can create a DT in my opinion.
I think the biggest issue for some of these teams or people that stay at the bottom is sticking with players for too long, thinking that they're not going to be able to dev somebody else. And then you just have a roster that's full of old, lower overall players than what you could have had for trading them 2 years earlier. J-Mo.
All right. Let's see what we got for the last one. Wait, is this the last one or the fourth one?
I think this is fourth. I still have one more team.
I have two more, so this is your fourth.
Okay. So then this one, we just sort of touched on the same ones. I had the Rams. There's not a lot of young fun guys to work with. They got the quarterback, Chip Barwin. Again, quarterly isn't worth taking a team for. All the receivers are old. The tight ends are slow. They're 25 and slow. D line. A couple young defensive ends that maybe turn into something. So at least there's that, I guess. Middle linebacker, Ben Rogan. I'm a Joe Rogan fan, so just the last name might be worth taking them. There's the big 6'3" corner with 95 speed. That's always a fun piece to have. They just came out. The Saints and Rams just got them in the same draft. And that's it. Like, there's just nothing that you'd really get amped up for on the team unless you like old age homes.
AARP. Revival of you.
My final pick would probably be the Falcons. Looking at their team, they got like a 26-year-old quarterback who I think is like a star dev. They don't really have anything on receiving wise, like, you know, speed wise, except for I think their 94 speed receiver. The other guys are just kind of like just sort of like average. And then I don't know, like maybe it's a user, but when I've played against him on offense, it's like his corners do like some weird thing where they just like stand there. So I don't know if it's awareness issue or what, but they just his corners just play so weird. And I don't know if we can blame EA or we can just blame the, you know, corners or blame the user, whatever they're doing. I don't know. I mean, it's the computer controlling them, but
we can definitely blame the user. Definitely blame the user. Oh, Peyton Bates over there, Chiefs legend. Peyton Bates. My next one is the Pats. It's kind of been touched on a little bit. I don't think he's actually made it into a top five, but the roster is not good. It's aging. There's nothing about the roster again that I really would take. I would trade everything I could in season one and take all the picks that I could and then reset immediately. And then my last one was the Rams, and it's already been beat to the ground. So we'll go ahead and pass it back. But that was my final pick, was the Rams too.
I agree with how the, I don't know about like the corner, how the corners play for ATL, but they're, I wasn't filling their roster, but it was for them as a toss up for me, but I'm going to go with the Lions, stay in the NFC North. There's out of their corners, I mean, like, there's not even a corner that I'm like, oh, that's definitely corner one, and I can look towards the future. Honestly, I might even, going into a Madden, it's like, I'll keep the 5'9", 92 speed rookie that's 23, and like, I don't know if the rest of these guys are even on my team in season two of a cycle with this team. I don't like the safeties. There is a 92 speed safety that's 25, so he's done devving. He doesn't have coverages, and after that, they're like 86 speed guys, so there's no chance I would draft this Lions team for a cycle.
What about you, J-Mo? Last one.
Last one. Oh, boy. We got a doozy here.
Didn't you say it was the Ravens?
Yeah, it is the Ravens. man. God. Well, after shitting on Jared's brother, I had to – and actually Revival, too. So I'm just trying to get everyone. So Grizz is up next. Ravens are funny, you know, and when you look at their roster, it looks like they haven't attended a draft in 4 years.
They have through the Chiefs. I live vicariously through them.
Yeah, you probably talk about the draft more than you have to research it nowadays. But yeah, the team, so it would be really fun if like I was Jiggy or Jack or somebody that had a chance at winning a Super Bowl, because the team is like lit right now. But in 2 years, you're done, and I'm never winning a Super Bowl, so I don't think it even matters. But Lamar 31, all the draft capital for the rest of eternity for Jonathan Taylor, 29 year old halfback. McLaurin and Chase are on the 30 line. Mark Andrews, 32. The one good thing is that the whole offensive line is relatively young. So the most useless thing is set. Odafe Owe, though, he's good. He's 90 speed, 29, so he'll start regressing. Like, it would be fun for a year or two, but after that, I'd probably just have to quit the league because he wouldn't have anything left. And then
that sounds very familiar.
Yeah, well, I think it was Grizz's plan too. Kyle Hamilton, though, 27 years old, 6'4", 92 speed, sub linebacker. That would be a lot of fun. I would take the Ravens next year, really, just to try to do better than Grizz did with them this year.
Wouldn't it be hard?
Yeah, everyone talks about you like you're a god with him. So I don't know. But
oh, you got one game on him. Come on. What? Come on. He's gonna get or he's gonna be a top 25.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that he's had a really good cycle. And he would be a lot of fun to use, but outside of it would be a fun team for 2 years, but if we're playing for 8 seasons, you just have to redo the whole team, which seems like a lot.
And so they might not even hold up for 2 years either, let's be honest.
Yeah, it depends how that
We might not even be good next year.
32. I don't even understand the retirements.
Oh shit, revival Europe.
I probably would have to just go with the Patriots. Looking at their team, I don't think that'd be fun. And basically, you know, depending on if the roster that follows along with the users, I don't think that would be a fun time being a New England Patriot over there with those guys. I didn't really get that much chance to really look. I was like kind of scrolling through while you guys were talking. So, but yeah, I would just not want to be the Patriots.
That's fair. I agree. Well, with those being done, we're going to go ahead and we got our top five that we would take to start off the Madden 24 cycle. And we'll go ahead and switch it up. We'll go back to you, Revival. Or have you had enough time to find out what your top five that you would take are?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would pick the Panthers. I mean, you got 499 speed receivers. So all you got to do is just do four verticals all day and have streaks run out. You know what I mean? His defense is pretty good. So you got a solid group of guys. So I'd take the Panthers and I think they would be pretty fun.
J-Mo.
For the sake of speeding it up, and I also have the Panthers on the list, I'll just take them too. Malcolm Witherspoon, the 91 speed. I thought we'd get a lot of like faster quarterbacks this year, and we really haven't. It's been like Malcolm Witherspoon and the Texans have a guy that's like 89 speed, but outside of that,
there was that one draft where there was like four of them that came out. That's when Church for the Chargers was taken too.
Yeah, none of them like none topping like 90 speed though.
No, yeah, you're right. It wasn't like that.
So, yeah, 88. I guess still good, but I just thought we'd see some more freaks at the quarterback position, even if they didn't have throw power. That just hasn't happened. So. I don't know. That would be fun. Obviously, they have a ton of speed. Nick always drafts really well. You could look at any position on that squad, and you're pretty much set. He doesn't know how to do anything with D tackles. He's still using that Trayshawn Wharton guy from the Chiefs, so you probably got to upgrade that. And his offensive line is likely terrible since he hates offensive linemen. He hates big boys. I think it's like a height complex thing, but. Yeah, I would definitely take the Panthers.
Boom, Grizz.
Yeah, I think they would be number two on my list if we were drafting. So I'll throw them in there too, and then I'll just go ahead and do another one to keep it moving. And I'll go with the Dolphins. I also have Panthers. I'll go with the Dolphins. I like their secondary enough. Like it's good now, and it's gonna be good for a while. And you can rotate, like, you know, try to dev one guy at a time. But you have Barnes and Humphreys for a good long time. Even Noah, the guy that Boone didn't dev at all. Busy did way better deving him. Javon Holland's really nice. That's probably because Jiggy usered him pretty well for a long – or Busy, I'm sorry. Usered him well. I like the safety. He can start across from him. So I wouldn't mind taking the Dolphins. They'd be, like – I think my fifth favorite going into a whole cycle.
Revival.
I think he already went.
Yeah, but you said Panthers and him, right?
Oh, you said Panthers. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
All three of us took Panthers, and then you
that works.
All right. Well, I would pick the Jets. The way that team is built, it's a solid all the way around. I think they would be pretty fun. Especially if you're able to take Jack out that division. So, I mean, I think it would be pretty, that'd be a pretty fun roster to play with in the beginning.
I'll jump in. I also had the Jets here because I like the fact that you can go one of two ways. Like, you can go win now and try to get your Super Bowl in year one, or you can take some of the older pieces and trade them for a bunch of good picks. Like, there's a lot of things you can do with that roster going into a new Madden. J-Mo.
Yeah, so I had Panthers were my number two, and the Jets were my number one. He's the first guy to have a – we used to talk about it more, but, like, the first to 99 overall thing. We don't really do it since we don't – with our XP sliders, it's harder to do. So it's more impressive. And Mike James hit 99 overall, the first guy at safety. Shit ton of interceptions. The whole team is everything on that squad is fun. And he has almost 90s across the board at his whole offensive line. He didn't even have backup offensive linemen. So I feel like that doesn't even look right. If he gets an injury on offensive line, I think his whole game would glitch out and explode. But everything on that team, everyone's like over 90 overall. They're all fast. They all do everything well. It's an elite squad.
Boom, Grizz.
I really like the Jags. You have two corners. One for sure makes it the whole cycle. Ben Holiday, 6'4". Even say you're not a believer in his play ball thing, then you can trade him to someone who is for a haul. Ronnie Kemp is 96 speed, 6', and he's only 26. I think you're using him at the end of the cycle, maybe as corner 3 or 4. Then you have another 26-year-old with 94 speed at corner. Andre Sisko is only 28, and he's good. And his backup's 91 speed and 24, like that. And then on the other side, Bill McFadden is 90 speed with 88 zone, and he's 25. So I really like that secondary. I would have no problem taking a team like that at, like, 4.
I almost put Jags down, too. It was like, number 6. And then I had the Raiders, actually. There's a lot of pieces on there. There's a young fucking Marquise Hurd, super fast. There's two fast wide receivers. The DBs are young enough, and they're tall. You got everything you want. That one guy that fell in the draft to, like, pick 7 out of nowhere, that whatever that cornerback's name was, that 6'4 one, J-Mo. I like that team a lot.
He's me. That's me. I'm the user.
I didn't even know. I didn't even realize that guy was 6'4". That's nice.
That's why I use him every play. Yeah. That's why he has no tackles, because I miss all the tackles.
That adds up. All right, and then we are back to revival.
I'm gonna go with the 49ers. The fact that they got that young quarterback who's an X factor, and he's got a fucking cannon on him, 98 throwing power. I think that would be fun. His accuracy is not that great, like in some areas. Certain attributes would need work, but I think it would be fun to start off. It'd just be almost be like an actual, you know, a real rookie you would draft. You know what I mean? Just kind of build him up. And then they have some other solid pieces down there. They do have some old people, but I think that would be pretty fun.
Grizz.
I like the Chargers roster. Keep it in the AFC West with you guys. Chris Lawrence is 6'3". He's only 27 with 94 speed, with really good man coverage. Then Luke Broyles is there. I think he maybe came from the Eagles or something. I don't know. He's really good. Basically the same player. And he's 24. And then you have, you know, some decent speed. You probably want to get one more corner, and you're almost set for the cycle, you know? And then you have a good safety right now in Darnell Savage, so you could probably try to trade him, get something for him to a team who's trying to go win now. And then you already have his replacement there in Bruce Briggs. And then the other corner, though, or their other safety, that would be an issue they would try to fix pretty quick. But outside of that, with me drafting teams almost exclusively on DBs, the Chargers would be a great pick.
I like it. J-Mo.
Yeah, I'll piggyback off that one. There was a trend here where I picked teams that I helped develop. So I feel like I'm like, you know, part of the Chargers roster since I've given them so many stats. But yeah, a lot of the team is, you know, between 23 and 26 years old. They're all like homegrown guys. The quarterback, 88 speed, which is, you know, the second best we've really had. George Baldwin was a receiver I wanted over Hurd, but, you know, he got drafted a couple picks before me. So he's got a lot of speed there. He's got the DBs are just incredible. 6'3", 6'3", 6'1", 6'2". Like, they're all the shortest one is 6'1", and they're all over 90 speed. And well, he traded away the safety that I like, but the little guy who had a lot of interceptions, but still a good squad. And he's got a bunch of draft picks coming up, so I guess we would factor that in. He's got 2 1s coming up this year and next year, so that's important. And they got awesome unis, so Chargers.
Yeah, and I actually went back and looked at my list, and I have the Jags here. So they're not at number 6. They're here.
Nice.
Really good, you know, announcing over here. I got too many things to focus on. Broncos just made their selection. We got a safety. It's fine. But, yeah, like you said, the DB room is set. You can probably trade one of the safeties and try to get some more picks. But I like everything they got going over there. You might have to work on a couple offensive pieces, but not a whole lot. And then for the final one, Revival.
I've got to go with the hometown team, the Buffalo Bills. Their roster is not that great, but it's the Bills, so go Bills.
Respect it. I like that.
I like it. Grizz.
This one's easy. I give no credit to the user because he had like Jamon Gwak in his division and he had a minor league team feeding him picks. But the roster is stacked in Kansas City. You got Seen at safety, 94 speed. Then you have young guys you could start behind him. And I think they could even play in the sub. Yeah, Pickett could play in the sub.
Both of them play sub. Can't play sub.
You still have Najee Johnson. You could probably get something for him because you don't want him for the cycle. The corners are stacked. Like, I would take this team over the Panthers. Maybe the only team I would take over the Panthers currently. The corners are crazy with Elston being the featured piece at 6'2", 23, 97 speed. That's crazy. And it's just so deep after that still. And then even breaking my own rule, like with the crazy secondary, like the tight end's insane. That 88 speed, 6'6", 250 guy. The wide receivers are looking really nice. You know, maybe some trade pieces there. And, you know, the last thing I'll say about it is 1-2-2-3-3 to start the cycle in this scenario.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. J-Mo.
Yeah, he was repping those numbers like it's his area code. Yeah, 1-2-2-2-3. yeah, so I did have the Chiefs as well. When Grizz brought up the tight end, Jared, you did not talk about my 275-pound slot receiver. So I'm disappointed that you didn't bring that up. But yeah, so I think the Chiefs actually could be better, but they're constantly trading away guys for draft picks. So, I mean, ties into what Grizz was saying with the draft picks. You got a ton of picks to work with. They got a 250-pound running back. I just like big people, man. You know, everything. I just love big people. 6'6" tight end with 88 speed. Tight end, like I was saying with the quarterbacks, tight ends have been really, really slow this cycle. So 88 speed, I think, is like the second, tied for second fastest out of all the AHNs. And he's 6'6". So you get like the whole thing with that guy. The cornerbacks, dude, I mean, I feel like I'm their dad and I've helped them, watch them grow up. So they're all getting monster stats and I'm just happy to see them flourish. And then the last thing is with the names, you always like guys with fun names. He's got a safety, Michael Phelps. So, I mean, come on, gold medal.
There you go. Yeah, you're right. Besides the guy that Nick made for the wheel spin, 89 was the fastest. And then
crazy.
And then VBD's tight end is 90 speed. So
yep. That's the only one I could think of that was faster. It's crazy. This guy hasn't gotten any speed chips. I think he started at 88, and he's still 88. So
Justin Terry's 80. So yeah, like 88 basically. Besides,
it's the fastest the guy, it's come out. Yeah,
the guy Nick made in VBD's 90 speed.
Yeah, imagine if he didn't get hurt for like 3 straight seasons, all 16 games. And then my final one is the Chargers. We've already been over it. The roster is stacked, and he's going to have great picks coming up because Guac refused to keep his picks for that safety instead of trading for this new one. But it is what it is. But everybody, anybody else got anything else they want to add? It's been kind of a long episode. I kind of lost focus watching the draft.
Yeah, 1-1-2-2-3-3.
Yeah. Which means 1 first, 2 seconds, 2 thirds, which makes more sense. I don't know why I didn't say it like that, but there
I
you
like
go.
No, I like what you said. That should be our new tagline.
Said it with some confidence too.
I don't know.
Well, all right, boys, we are gonna wrap this one up. Thanks for joining. I hope you listened all the way through. We'll catch you next time.
See you.